former inhabitants of Western Sahara were once proud nomads. Now they're welcoming a third generation into refugee camps in neighboring Algeria. They fled their homeland during a conflict between Morocco and rebels from the Polisario Front. Aid activists claim the refugees are being denied Algerian citizenship and safe passage back to their homeland, now under Moroccan control. Lavinia Lamone is president of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants.
These refugees are unable to work, unable to support their family, continue their studies, establish a home, move about freely, or pursue any sort of normal life.
Advocates for refugees say the Sahrawi are not alone. Thailand has hosted refugees for decades and now shelters more than 100,000 from Burma and more from Laos, Cambodia, and Bangladesh. It's a large number for a small country, and periodically, the Thai government repatriates them.
I am begging the Thai government and the United Nations, please do not send us back.
In Kenya, nearly 300,000 Somalis live in the Dadaab refugee camp, having fled decades of conflict. Malaria is endemic and malnutrition is rampant.
Clearly, the situation in the camps is pretty bad.
More than 100,000 Bhutanese have found refuge in Nepal after being expelled from Bhutan in the early 1990s. They say camp life is grim.
For us, the life is very limited. It's life in the jail.
By having a generation or generations grow up in a camp setting, there's an enormous loss of human potential.
Bob Carey is vice president of Migration and Resettlement for the International Rescue Committee. He's no fan of warehousing.
I think one of the concerns that's grown up in recent years is that the world, in essence, has become too comfortable with that solution.
Refugees do have rights granted by the United Nations, including the right to work for fair pay, to move freely, and to own property. But aid workers say warehoused refugees are often denied these and more. Activists who have visited Algeria's Sahrawi camps say despite massive food aid, almost 20% of inhabitants are malnourished.
We get 1 kilogram per person of rice per month, and of course the supply of food is not enough.
Sania Abdurrahman is a Sahrawi born in a refugee camp in Algeria. She's also a college student in Boston. She says aside from the food shortage, aid workers mostly have it wrong.
I'm just really interested to see how the Western Sahara is in the map.
She says she travels freely and could have Algerian citizenship. She doesn't want it.
Honestly speaking, I want to go back to my home country, Western Sahara. I want to be a Sahrawi citizen, and that's what the majority of people do believe in.
And here's the problem. The camps in Algeria are run by the Polisario Front, the rebel group chased out by Morocco in the 1970s. The Polisario says the land is theirs and they want it back. There's been talk over the years of independence and autonomy, and there's a long-standing UN plan calling for a vote. It hasn't happened. Meantime, Morocco says the refugees are welcome back as Moroccan citizens, but most Sahrawis don't want to be Moroccan either, according to the Polisario.
The solution for the Sahrawi refugees in Algeria is a political solution.
Tim Irwin is spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UN body that protects refugees and their rights. The agency has been criticized for not doing enough for the Sahrawi.
UNHCR is a humanitarian agency, so we provide humanitarian assistance. We will look for solutions to refugee problems, but these protracted refugee situations often require a political solution, which we can't provide.
And so the world is left wondering, what can be done for the refugees from Western Sahara, who could number up to 200,000? Meanwhile, the Sahrawi wait.
Do you think you'll ever live in your homeland again?
Definitely. I am certain that I will go back, and we strongly believe that justice is on our side and international law is on our side, and everyone knows that.
After graduating this spring, Sania heads home to the camp, a refugee who's been granted many favors but few rights. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.